Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, the other day, one of my friends came to me and said, hey, I'm just not finding enough time to get my book written. I'm not finding enough time for my kids. I'm not finding enough time to work out. I'm really frustrated with my progress. And if that sounds like you, that's okay, because it was once exactly my life story. And it's been that way for a lot of my clients until I gave them the Perfect Week Formula, which I'm going to share with you today. This is Perfect Week Formula 2.0. We talked about this in episode 74 of Early to Rise Radio, but you still had so many questions. And so today we're going to give you a deeper dive. Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. And in this deeper dive of the Perfect Week Formula, I'm going to tell you some stories about some of my most successful clients and give you the seven success secrets that they use to separate their work life and their home life, which allows them to think bigger and build their empire and 10X their income and impact and influence. All right, it's the same formula that I teach at my $10,000 workshops. And I'm here to answer your questions. And this topic has been so important to me that it's actually going to be my third book, and it's due out in late 2019. And in this episode, I'm actually going to be interviewed by my co-author. His name is Austin Gillis. He's the editor at Early to Rise. He's a really great young man. And some of the stuff he's actually going to tell a couple stories too about what's been able to help him from this Perfect Week Formula. So that book will be my third bestseller along with the Perfect Day Formula and Unstoppable, which is the Wall Street Journal bestseller. So you can get a free copy of both of those books right now, the Perfect Day Formula and Unstoppable, at beunstoppablebook.com. But for now, I want to reveal the entire Perfect Week Formula plus another couple books you need to read, plus the seven success secrets that my top clients are using, you know, the ones that have paid me a lot of money, and you're getting them for free today. So let's dive into it. Austin, bring the heat, my man.
So one of the big things that you talk about with the whole Perfect Week Formula is, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs prioritize money over their family, their health, and just kind of living life in general. So I'm curious, you know, do you have any examples of clients who were doing that and then shifted their priorities to focus more on the important things, and it actually ended up helping them make more money?
Yeah, definitely. And so a lot of people, you know, it is money in the end, but at the same time, they're looking at their business right now, because a lot of people's businesses, it's not like they're making $1 million and they want to make $10 million. They're greedy like Scrooge McDuck or something. A lot of people are trying to get to that next level. You know, they're grinding and they're saying, oh my goodness, you know, I'm working more now than when I was an employee. So therefore I have to work harder so that I can get this freedom that I want. And when you grind yourself more, you know, the definition of grinding is, you know, breaking something up until it's a fine powder. You don't want to actually grind in your business. You want to step back. And that's the whole point of the Perfect Week Formula, is for you to open up time to work on what matters. And that's the stuff that moves you ahead. It's the non-urgent important work that moves us ahead, because otherwise we get stuck in that urgent and important. And so I have had many clients that have been even successful in making a lot of money that, you know, they just get hooked on that success. And so there's one guy, I'm going to protect his name. Let's use something like Petey. Okay, so Petey was doing well. And I've been coaching Petey for a while. And Petey went from kind of being a broke, I won't call him a loser, but Petey went from being broke, really didn't have a whole lot going on, got married. And then when he got married, his business took off. And he, you know, he gets addicted to success. And there's also a little bit of that comparison, you know, comparing yourself to your past stuff. So if you know, if Petey's writing a book and his last book was a New York Times bestseller, and there's a lot of pressure on you to have that go to the New York Times bestseller list the next time. And if you don't, then you feel like a failure, even though, you know, you still sold 100,000 copies and you made a ton of money with it and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, so Petey's got a whole bunch of businesses going on, and they just consumed him. They consumed him, and he had a couple of young kiddos. And, you know, he even let his health slide. So this was a guy who is exactly what you described, talking about a client who prioritized money or the business. And it wasn't money, because he didn't really spend all of his money. He had more money than he could even really spend. But he prioritized winning and, you know, not losing in business, which is what a lot of business owners prioritize almost over anything, is they hate losing. So he was prioritizing that. And not even consciously, but subconsciously, because he would still say, you know, family is my number one priority, but there was an alignment between what he felt in his heart and what he was actually doing. So as a result, his family suffered, and, you know, his wife's name, let's call her Vicky. So Vicky and Petey, and, you know, Vicky and Petey would get into some scraps once in a while, and, you know, they still looked like they had a good life. And then, you know, he got weaker and lost his endurance, because he was really into this, you know, fitness and hard training stuff. And he lost his fitness. So, you know, now he's got less time with his kids. He's got not marital troubles, but just fights that shouldn't have happened. And then he's also got, you know, he's losing his fitness. And it's like, well, wait a minute, what the heck are we doing all of this for? So he's... you know, a couple of years into my workshops, he came to one of those, and it was really, really valuable for him, because, you know, he wanted to write more books, and he wanted to, you know, have his hands in a bunch of other businesses. Essentially, he wanted to build an empire. And when Petey was able to step back and make more time for what mattered, which is what the perfect week formula does, now all of a sudden he went from working in the business, very classic, working in the business too much, to finally working on the business and delegating. He just wouldn't let go. He's very much like Bedros. He was suffering in silence, and he did everything himself. He was, you know, total blue collar. His dad was a factory worker, and, you know, he was from up in the Boston area and that sort of stuff. And that's the kind of guy who's going to do it all himself. That's the kind of woman who's going to do it all herself. And we hear that all the time from females too. So this is not just a guy thing. It's when you come from nothing, you tend to do everything, even when you don't have to. And you get addicted to success, because you don't ever, you are kind of fueled by this scarcity mindset and fear of losing everything. And I know so many people listening to this, even if they're not a millionaire yet, are feeling that way. They don't want to go back to, you know, heaven forbid, food stamps that they grew up on, or they don't want to go back to a broken home where there was, you know, just a single mom, you know, doing this Herculean effort to raise them. And they don't want to go back to not having, you know, as Bedros said about his family, they had more month than money. You know, the money ran out before the month ran out. Nobody wants to feel like that, because even though, you know, we would still probably have air conditioning and a television, you know, we wouldn't have the money for really what matters, which is, you know, experiences with family. So Petey was addicted to that. He did the Perfect Life Workshop. He, you know, that was right around I started teaching the Perfect Week Formula. And the perfect, I mean, you want to talk about a guy who literally, his eyes opened. You know, he was sitting there, he was, you know, enjoying the day. And then all of a sudden, about an hour or two into the day, I start talking about the Perfect Week Formula, and his eyes went wide open. He was like, oh my God, this just solves so many problems, because it teaches you how to prioritize family, but not at the expense of business, not at the expense of growing your business. And so it really built him into the coach of a business. Very much like, if you want to go back to the days of the Chicago Bulls, you know, Phil Knight was the coach. He was a very famous coach. He didn't score a single point for the Chicago Bulls when they won all the championships, but he was a very instrumental part of the team and the success. So, you know, Petey, what he did was he started bringing on superstars into the business, paying them a lot, bringing in Michael Jordans, who would score all the baskets, and allowing him to step back and be more of the mastermind of everything. So that's how he shifted the priorities that changed his life and eventually made him more money, because he wasn't working in the business. He was working on the business. So this is something, you know, I read the E-Myth back in 2002, and, you know, it takes a while for you to make that shift, but certainly this Perfect Week Formula is going to help people make that shift so much faster.
I love that. And one of the tactics that you talk about with the Perfect Week formula is something that you call bookends and the reverse alarm. And I love this one. So I'm curious to hear you kind of dive deeper into this and talk a little bit more about how those things can help entrepreneurs be more productive, get more done, and, you know, just have more time for what matters.
Yeah, the bookends or cutoff times are really important. And there's a couple of cutoff times. The first one is around the cutoff time for your work. And that's the time of day that we tell people to do the planning and preparation for the next day. It's that three-step process. We've outlined it in the Unstoppable book, talked about it a lot. It's part of the Perfect Day Formula Kit. And it's brain dump into priority to-do list, into preparation and process planning for the next day. And when you have those things, you get the clutter out of your head. It's like taking all the jigsaw puzzle pieces that are jammed up in your head that are not put together, and then you spread them out over the table in a brain dump. And then from there, what you do is you put them all together in a priority to-do list, and then you do a little bit of planning and preparation to make the path smoother the next morning for when you start your to-do list, and boom, that cutoff time, that bookend in your life, it just does so much for you there. And then the next thing that you want to do is make sure that you have a cutoff time for what time you go to bed and what time you set what we call the reverse alarm. The reverse alarm is key. And it goes off an hour before bed. You know, somebody called this the Amish hour, and the Amish hour means like there's no electricity and you can't, you know, watch television and do all that stuff. And that's essentially what it is. When we set the reverse alarm for an hour before bed, as soon as that alarm goes off, we shut down our Netflix, we shut down our iPads, we shut down our iPhones, our Androids, we shut down our email, our Instagram, our social media. And now there's no more alerts. There's nothing keeping us awake. There's nothing stimulating us. We can read books. We can talk to our family. We can make our lunch. We can do the dishes. We can have a shower. We can have a hot bath. We can read a book and go to bed on time. And that's key. And so, you know, there was a husband and wife team that I've worked with, Eric and Amy Ledeen. And I chronicled Amy's use of the brain dump, priority to-do list, and the process planning in the Unstoppable book. And she was one of my most famous clients for doing it. But what I didn't mention was that Eric was really good at, well, he wasn't really good at first. He was really struggling at first with the cutoff time. He would fall asleep, and Amy would complain a little bit that he would fall asleep on the couch watching television every single night. And we had to fight really, really hard in order to get him to make that shift. But over time, he started using this idea and he no longer fell asleep in front of the TV. And if you don't fall asleep in front of the TV and then have to wake up and turn the TV off and then go to your real bed, you're going to sleep better at night. And the next thing you know, you're going to wake up the next day and you're going to dominate totally and get so much more done. So when you have those things in place, that is a real shift in your weeks and in your days so that you have more perfect days.
So one of the other big things that has actually been massively helpful in my life that you've really helped me implement is the power of accountability to get big results. So I know this is a huge part of everything you teach in Unstoppable and the Perfect Week formula and the Perfect Day formula. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about how that kind of radical accountability can just change the game for someone who is struggling.
Well, why don't we start off with you there, Mr. Austin? How has it been so helpful to you, and in what areas and in what form? Because everybody's probably thinking, well, how do you do this accountability? And they overthink it, but you can do accountability a million ways, from text messaging to Facebook groups to email to, you know, phone call. So what is working for you? And then I'll jump into a couple other stories that I have.
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing for me was that, you know, since I work from home, I've always struggled to get up and get to work on time. And as you know, when you start your day and you're 2 hours behind when you said you were going to be working, it's just catastrophic. And so one of the simple things that we did was, you know, I made an agreement with you. I said, hey, look, at 7 a.m. every morning, I'm just going to send you a simple text that says up. And, you know, that'll let you know that I woke up. And if I don't do it, then, you know, there are financial consequences attached to it. And with that, that's allowed me to, you know, to wake up on time every single day, to have better sleep at night, to make time for workouts, for date night, for all of these other things, because I'm getting up and immediately getting into the things that need to be done. And one of the other things is I hired a personal trainer, health coach, whatever you want to call it, because one of the problems I had was that I just didn't eat enough. And so, you know, I would push my first meal until 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And then I'd have this massive, kind of crash after I ate, and my energy levels were just spiking up and down. And I never felt like I had enough energy to get through the day. And so, you know, now I'm working with a coach, and I literally have to send him a picture of everything I eat as I'm eating it. I look kind of foolish whenever I'm out taking pictures of Mexican food, and people think I'm posting it on Instagram, but, that has allowed me to have just radically different energy levels and to feel super charged up and excited and energized throughout the day, and to be far more productive and, just effective at everything that I do.
That's really great. That's really great. And so the story that I want to tell, because it's as powerful as the one that you just shared, is with one of my clients, this guy named Daniel Woodrum. And he was a young man when he started coaching with me. You know, he's a trainer. He was a part owner of a gym back in the day. And then he got out of that and he opened his own gym. And what we set up was weekly email accountability. I love email. Most people don't, but I love email because, listen, I've got these questions that you need to answer. It's just the facts. And he sends that weekly email every Wednesday before 5 p.m. And I actually tested him on this because I was like, hey, listen, if you send it a minute late, you're not going to get the accountability from me anymore. And he scaled up from being that gym employee. Week by week, he got better and better and better. And I would reflect on what he sent me, and I would send him back. I would say, okay, what I want you to do this week is this, this, and I want you to start recording these numbers and these activities and this, and I want you to read this book, and I want you to do this with your team, and I want you to watch this video. And I was coaching him week by week by week. And he scaled from that gym employee to now he owns 2 boot camps that do a combined $53,000 per month. And now he's become a leader and he does this accountability with his managers in his business. He's able to own these 2 gyms 3 hours apart and never really go to both of them at all. He never goes to the one, like maybe once every 3 months. And now he's taking a full 2-week hiatus. No check-ins, nothing. He's going to be gone for 2 weeks. The gyms are going to run on their own. And this weekly accountability is so, so key. It's the number one thing that clients love about coaching with me. They come in for the workshops. They come in for the phone coaching. They come in for the video training. They come in for our weekly Zoom calls. They come in for our Facebook groups. But there's nothing they love more than our highest end coaching clients that get access to these weekly email accountability check-ins because they know that I'm looking out for them. And if I don't hear from them, I check in on them. And I know that if I haven't heard from them, they are running away from me. And they're like, I was kind of embarrassed that I didn't do this, that, or the other thing, like I told you. And that's the power of accountability. When you have somebody that, first of all, you deeply don't want to disappoint, as I talk about in the Unstoppable book, but also with somebody who cares enough that they follow up with you. And when you have that in place on a consistent rhythm, it is so incredibly valuable. And one of my mentors, this guy named Marshall Goldsmith, he talks about in his book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. He has 5 things that he checks in with his accountability partner every night. And nobody ever wants to show up. Like Sharon Servatza, another one of my clients in the real estate business, he had his agents showing up on a call every day. And all they had to say was the number of appointments they did, number of sales they closed. And if you showed up to that meeting with a zero, you felt like, oh my gosh, if you showed up with a zero a couple days in a row, you probably weren't lasting, another day in that business. When you have accountability, when you have to show people that you've done something, it makes you move mountains. So it's absolutely essential for everybody in their life.
I love that. And one of the other kind of more unique strategies I remember hearing you share was something you called batching, just this kind of idea of doing similar tasks at the same time to avoid getting pulled in too many directions. So I'd love to hear you expand on that a little bit because I think it's really powerful for especially kind of the startup entrepreneur who has to wear all of the different hats and, they can't just do leadership or can't just do lead generation. They have to do it all. So I'd love to hear how people like that can implement this for more productivity.
Yeah. So it's really just committing to one single activity for a certain time period. And if you do that, you know, you can call it deep work like Cal Newport, you can call it magic time like I call it, especially when you combine it with your best creative and most energetic time of the day. And now you can really crank things out and you get more tasks done when you are batching them and blocking off time for them. So for example, today, one of the things I had to do was write the weekly team email. I turned off the phone, I turned off the internet, and I said, okay, I've got 60 minutes. I put a deadline on it. I've got to write this message. I think it took me about 50 minutes and I just cranked it out. Now, if I tried to do that with access to the internet and access to my phone, it probably would have taken me 2 hours because I'd be jumping all over the place. So it's the power of singularity, of focus. And when you have that in your life, when you have that, you know, it's your being present no matter what you're doing, whether you're exercising or whether you're playing with your kids or whether you're at the dog park, you just be present and focused. Whether you're reading a book, whether you're driving a car, definitely be focused. Most people are not focused, and that's why people are getting in car accidents. So we just need to make sure that you have old school singularity of focus will turn you into a success machine.
So one of the other really powerful strategies I remember you sharing was something you call the weekly detox. So just take a second to kind of expand on that and explain how people can use that to, you know, really just improve every area of their life.
Yeah, the weekly detox is taking at least 3 hours, preferably six, maybe even more, away from all electronics. So no iPads, no iPhones, no televisions, nothing. And get yourself away from these things. And it helps you build up a tolerance to not using them on a regular basis. It's kind of like fasting with food. When you do fasting with food, and you take an 18-hour fast or a 24-hour fast or whatever it is that you do, you start to realize, hey, listen, I'm not eating out of hunger most of the time. I'm eating out of ritual. I'm eating out of boredom. I'm eating because, man, this stuff, you know, the food is sitting around. And if you go and you do a fast, like for example, I do a monthly fast on the first of every month. I do not eat on the first day. So, you know, for all 24 hours, I do not eat, plus the hours before midnight, the night before, and, you know, the hours after midnight. But when I wake up, you know, I don't usually eat anything until about 7 or 8, there are 4 hours after I've been up. So about 8 o'clock in the morning anyways. And so, you know, I'm over 30 hours for a fast. And what you find there is, man, you're not actually that hungry, but you are so ingrained in rituals and routines. And, you know, it's like you go to the fridge to make food for a family member. Or, you know, for me, I'm going to put frozen yogurt in a Kong and put it in the, you know, Kong is like this little toy that you put yogurt in for a dog. And then I put it in the freezer and, you know, I would take some yogurt for myself. Just, you know, you just do it. You're not hungry, but you just do it out of like, you know, normal routine. But if you're on a fast day, you can't do that. And you just realize how calories add up and how you're just eating out of no good reason. And it's the same with detoxing from your phone. You know, most people are checking their phone out of compulsion. They're checking their email out of compulsion. Now, if you take away and you say, hey, in these next 6 hours, and it's done on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon usually, you know, these 6 hours, I'm not allowed to do any of this stuff. I can read, I can play, I can be with family, I can have a nap, I can read a book, I can, you know, go to the park, I can do anything but use any type of electronic. And you will then build up a tolerance like, oh, okay, you know what, I was able to make it 6 hours then in a row without using anything. Therefore, the next time I want to check my phone after I just checked it 10 minutes ago, I can probably survive for another 10 minutes. And that's how you build up the tolerance that allows you to do the blocking and batching. So everybody listening, you know what, on a weekend, think about a block of time that you can leave all of your electronics alone. And this is, you know, totally no power needed, and see what you can do. See if you can go to the store, see if you can go to an activity without taking your phone and just, you know, see how extra present you are. It's really, really valuable. So give that a shot.
So one of the other really interesting things that you talk about is this concept of putting 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5 pound sack. And I think that's a really big problem for a lot of entrepreneurs. You know, we think that we can do it all. We think that we're superhuman and that we can somehow be more productive than, you know, than Elon Musk or any of these other people. And we just end up burning out. So I'd love to hear you expand on that a little bit and kind of explain, you know, what the problem is and how people can strategically make moves to fix it.
Right. So when you're the entrepreneur, the solo entrepreneur, you are the, you know, as the old saying goes, the chief bottle washer, the chief cook, the chief everything, right? And eventually you start making some money and it becomes, but it is very difficult, especially if you're from a blue collar background, to let go of things. For example, one of my clients, Isabel Price, very, very successful online entrepreneur. You know, yesterday we were talking during our coaching call and she was like, I was just uploading stuff to Dropbox. Why was I doing that, Craig? Why was I doing that? And we were laughing about it because, you know, she just doesn't have the person in place to do it for her. And I teach people, hey, when you're doing stuff on a daily basis, you know, we teach the time journal exercise, but we also teach like, listen, just write down all the things you're doing all day long and then look at them and say, you know, how much could you pay somebody to do this? Because if you want to make $100,000 in a year and you want to work only 40 hours per week, that means every hour that you work is worth $50. And if you're going to the UPS store or the FedEx store, that's not a $50 an hour task. And you need to outsource that to somebody else so that you can be doing something that will bring in revenue to the business. But we get so hooked and we don't know how to escape from that. So there's a lot of good books that will help you with that. How to Be a Great Boss is one that I just read recently by Gino Wickman. There's an exercise in it that will help you through that and really, really cool little tool. But also simply understanding the value and your worth. And what we do there is we get people to do these time journal sheets for a couple of days, and then we take a look at their income. So again, like let's say you made 200 grand, you know, that was your income in a year, but you worked 50 hours a week. Well, how much is each one of those hours worth? Well, they're actually, it's $100. Your time is worth $100 an hour because, you know, 50, actually, it'd be a little bit less. It'd be $80 an hour because, you know, 50 hours per week. And let's say you worked 50 weeks in a year, that's 2,500 hours. And you divide $200,000, your income, by the number of hours you worked, which is 2,500. And I believe that's going to give you $80 an hour. So again, you can't do anything that you could pay somebody $80 an hour or less to do. Because when I teach people to do this time journal stuff, I say, hey, listen, whatever your hourly worth is, double it. And you shouldn't do anything that you can pay somebody, you know, in this case, be $160 an hour or less. You need to get somebody else doing that stuff. So if you don't do that, you end up trying to do the jobs of three people, which is the 10 pounds of potatoes. And you're trying to do that in the amount of time of one person, which is the 5-pound sack. So Bedros used to do this. Like he used to do everything, coaching calls, all this stuff, run all of his masterminds, do all of his marketing, write all of his emails, do all of his sales calls. He did all of it in his coaching business. And eventually, you know, it just wore him down. He had an anxiety attack. Like I had an anxiety attack. The funny thing about his though, and as he describes in his book, Man Up, is that, you know, his biggest worry, like the thing that was running through his head is he's having an anxiety attack up in his guest house after he went over to tie his shoes and his heart started pounding and everything. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to die up here. And it's funny. He goes, they're going to find me all bloated. I don't want them to find me all bloated. I don't want my wife finding me all bloated. So I'm going to like somehow get to the doctor. And he didn't go to the doctor for like 2 or 3 days. But anyways, what's really important is that he was doing too much. And when you cram 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag, what happens? The bag rips. The bag rips because it's not able to hold it. Not for, you know, it might be able to hold it for longer than you think, and then it all falls apart, just like it did for me, just like it did for Bedros. And so everybody listening is you have to stop doing too much.
I love that. And are there any other, you know, kind of lesser known tactics that people can implement on a weekly basis to really drive some of this stuff home? I mean, are there any kind of non-negotiables that they should have in their schedule that will really allow them to amplify their productivity and compress, 12 months of achievement into 90 days or less?
Yeah, absolutely. And so my friend, Sharon Savatze, he was a client of mine. We did a 1-day Perfect Life workshop with him when he was transitioning from selling his business, the one that he grew 10X, to his new business, which he's going to grow 10X as well. And two of the things that we made sure that he does is Sunday morning planning. And it's beautiful Sunday morning planning, which is a term that he used from Robin Sharma. Robin Sharm is a very famous author. He wrote The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And Sharon saw Robin, you know, coincidentally here in Toronto at an event. And Sharon was just raving about this idea of doing Sunday morning planning. And so that's why I talk about in the Perfect Week Formula, do your planning on a Sunday morning instead of trying to rush it on a Sunday evening. And if you do it Sunday morning and then go into a nice digital detox of a few hours, you'll just feel a sense of calm and peace and ownership of the week ahead. Now, Sharon also does evening visualization. So he visualizes every night, you know, at the end of the day, before he goes to bed, he visualizes how the next day is going to look successfully. And he got away from that for a while, and he was very frustrated by it. But that came out at our Perfect Life workshop day. He's like, oh my gosh, Craig, thanks for reminding me that I was doing this, and now I've stopped, so I'm going to add this back into my perfect day. So he does that. And then my friend Jason Capital does meditation every day. And meditation is another one of those ways where you are working, it's a separation of working in the business to getting you back and thinking big and clearing your mind. And if you take a look at some of the most famous and wealthiest people in the world, a lot of them do the transcendental meditation. You know, Steve Jobs did that, and Ray Dalio did that, the author of Principles. He talks about that. You know, so 2 20-minute sessions per day, and they're clearing their minds and they're enabling themselves to think bigger, because most people are stuck in the weeds, the everyday. They are doing the 10 pounds of potatoes. And if you're doing that, if you're doing too many things, you can never actually think about the 10X version of what you should be doing. So when you have those things in place, kind of stepping back, freeing your mind, but blocking and batching that through the Perfect Week Formula that we teach you, you're able to have more true freedom, because you get more structure into your business and you build it for success.
Awesome. And so are there any other, you know, kind of final tactics or tidbits that people can use to really drive the Perfect Week Formula home and just, you know, make the most out of this system and make time for what matters most?
Yeah, one of the most important things I want people to take away, well, a couple of sayings here. One is the separation of work life and home life. Okay, so, you know, I think it's in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. It's like the separation of home and church, and state and church, pardon me, state and church. And I love that idea of transferring that over to separation of work and home life, so that when you are at home, you're present with what you are doing. And really goes for anything. It's simply about being present with what you are doing, but it's putting your phone away at home when you are meant to be with your kids. It's putting, you know, your phone away when you're in the gym working out. It's putting your phone away when you're driving and you're meant to be driving. And it's putting your phone away when you're meant to be concentrating on something very important at work. And when you put the phone away, there's separation. And it's the same with, you know, not pulling out reports at night when you should be with your family. Now, you can have time at night. Like Sheryl Sandberg talks about this in her book, Lean In. You know, she was home every night for dinner at 5 o'clock with her kids. And then she went back to work. But there was that separation. It wasn't work and dinner with the kids. It was work, then dinner with the kids, then kids to bed, then work again. And that was a sacrifice she made. And I really respected her for talking about that in the book. And it's something that everybody can do. And you just have to be focused on it. And one of the cool little tips and tricks that I have had my clients do is do this little thing called a little routine that you can do with you, especially if you have young kids, is putting your phone in the phone bed when you get home. So I have a client named Danny Lair. He runs a company called Caffeine and Kilos, and they sell coffee and t-shirts, not coffee and cocaine, which you might've been thinking about, but coffee and t-shirts, Caffeine and Kilos. Kilos is about the weightlifting aspect of it. So their t-shirts are about weightlifting. And so Danny goes home every night from the gym. And as soon as he gets home, him and his daughter, they built an actual phone bed out of an egg carton, and they put a little bed and a little blanket, and he puts the phone in there, and then he goes and he's totally present with her, separation of work and home life. And after about 20 or 30 minutes, she's like, okay, I'm going to go and do my own thing now. And he's able to go back and do some work. But it's that 20 minutes of compressed, powerful time that is going to make all the difference in their relationship. And then the other thing that I want to say is that this entire system is about building your business around your life and not your life around your business. So you think about most entrepreneurs, so like, I'm just going to work, and, you know, hopefully I'll be able to slip in a date night. But no, that's not how it works. You've got to plan the date night first. And then it means, okay, well, I have to be done at 5. This is non-negotiable. That makes my day so much more productive. And it's building your business around your life. Your life goes on the calendar first, as we teach you in the Perfect Week Formula. And then you fit in the business around your big rocks. And when you're able to do that, you're able to prioritize better. You're not junking around on social media as much because you have boundaries and you have those cutoff times and you have those bookends and you have everything that separates you from work. And it just forces you to be better, and you're not grinding. So that is the key to building your perfect week formula. Ah, such a good one there. Such a good one. It's great to have the interview questions. I know I've been doing a lot of solo episodes recently. So drop me a note on Instagram at Real Craig Ballantyne or email me at support@earlytorise.com and let me know what you thought of today's interview style. Do you like the solo rants? Do you want some more interviews? We're going to come up with a lot more great content for you. We want to make sure it's the perfect content for you. So until the Perfect Week Formula comes out, I want you to go to freeperfectdaybook.com to get my Perfect Day Formula book and beunstoppablebook.com to get my Wall Street Journal bestseller, Unstoppable. Now, the last thing I want to ask you to do is head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star ranking and a review. And listen, if you want to become one of my most successful clients, if you want to go from making $100,000 a year to over $1 million a year, if you want to work 10 fewer hours per week, if you want to get control of your time, own your days, dominate your life, build your empire, have more income, impact, and influence, then go to perfectlifeworkshop.com right now and apply to get 1 year of coaching with me that kicks off with an in-person coaching session, all right? So hope to see you as I go across the world, whether it's London, England, whether it's Germany, whether it's Australia, whether it's all over Canada and America for my workshops. I want to see you there. So go to perfectlifeworkshop.com today and apply, and we'll apply the perfect life. We'll apply the perfect week. We'll apply the 16 fast cash profit activators that I teach at the workshop to your business to help you make more money. And we'll talk to you very, very soon.